And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will not be seeking re-election. He announced this on Monday, citing what he called organized criminals taking advantage of his state's generosity. I guess that's one way to put it. We're talking about everything from the fake children's charity Feeding Our Future to daycare schemes now under Justice Department investigation. Walz continues to blame Trump and right-wing YouTubers for the backlash. But when an independent journalist, Nick Shirley's undercover videos of the alleged daycare fraud went viral, the writing, well, it seemed to be on the wall. Speaking of the Trump administration, ICE just posted a hiring surge for the history books. 12,000 new officers in roughly 4 months, a 120% workforce increase. Over 220,000 Americans applied after DHS offered signing bonuses up to $50,000 and student loan forgiveness. Democrats naturally sent concerned letters about hiring standards. Apparently, enforcing immigration law is fine as long as you don't have enough people to actually do it. A woman from Ohio who was force-fed abortion pills by her ex-boyfriend now faces an impossible choice: reveal her identity in public or drop her lawsuit. Dr. Hassan Abbas allegedly crushed mifepristone and misoprostol, forced them into his pregnant girlfriend's mouth, and hung up when she tried calling 911. He's facing 6 felony charges and lost his medical license, but a judge ruled that the woman cannot remain anonymous in her civil suit. And the same abortion lobby that claims privacy prevents comprehensive abortion reporting apparently has nothing to say when an actual victim needs protection. The New York Times just published a 4,000-word piece that advocates assisted suicide for a mentally ill Canadian woman. The woman, Claire Brousseau, is 48, physically healthy, and by her own account, deeply loved, but she's suicidal. And the Times frames Canada's reluctance to kill her as the problem. Even her own psychiatrists disagree. One says euthanasia is discrimination. The other notes patients improve in unexpected ways. And the New York Times piece helpfully concludes with the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number, which is apparently without irony. Now, some good news coming from the courts. A federal judge granted a Lexington father the right to pull his kindergartner from LGBT lessons, citing the Supreme Court's June ruling that schools can't force parents to choose between public education and their religious convictions. Finally, DePaul University, which is a Catholic institution, is now offering a minor in cannabis studies, including a course on running dispensaries. That screams Catholic values, doesn't it? Teaching freshmen to manage pot shops. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.